Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blatt. Parasha Ekev, Consequence. Week 46, 7th Aliyah. So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. If you carefully observe all these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to hold fast to Him. Deuteronomy 11, verses 13, 18, 19, 20, and 22. What do you do in life? Men were created to live for the Most High. The love that men feel for Him has to be manifested in some way. One of the ways of manifesting love to the Eternal is to praise Him and to thank Him for all the good things. Another way of manifesting our love for the Eternal, the one the Torah highlights more than anything else, is to fulfill His commandments. The purpose of the commandments was to promote love between the Eternal and His people and among the citizens of Israel and the world. What is the purpose of placing the tefillin, the phylacteries, around the arm and on the forehead? To fulfill the commandments of the Eternal. What is the purpose of teaching Torah to our children? To keep the commandments. What's the purpose of talking about the words of the Torah at home, walking on the road, before lying down, and after waking up? To carry out the commandments. What is the purpose of placing a mezuzah on our doorpost? To put the commandments into practice. What is the way to approach and hold fast to the Eternal? To fulfill His commandments. Shabbat Shalom.